Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. He stated that the centre is committed to empowering farmers and is working tirelessly in this direction. The Prime Minister was speaking while participating in the celebrations of the Harvest Festival of Pongal, organised at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi today. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan, marking the harvest season, are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "The festival of Pongal inspires people to ensure that gratitude towards nature becomes a way of life."
ये धरती हमें इतना कुछ देती है, उसे संजोने का दायित्व भी हमारा है। अगली पीढ़ी के लिए मिट्टी को स्वस्थ रखना, पानी को बचाना और संसाधनों का संतुलित उपयोग करना सबसे जरूरी है। मिशन लाइफ, एक पेड़ माँ के नाम, अमृत सरोवर जैसे हमारा अभियान इसी भावना को आगे बढ़ाते हैं।
India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights, amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists and other Indian citizens present in Iran. The Indian Embassy in Tehran, in its advisory, has issued helpline numbers for assistance. These are 9891-281-09115, another number 9891-281-09109, and one more extension 9891-281-09102. There's one more number 9899-321-79359. The embassy can also be reached via email at cons.tehran@mea.gov.in. Meanwhile, the External Affairs Ministry has once again strongly advised Indian nationals to avoid travel to Iran until further notice. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests has crossed 2,500. Rights groups said Iran is poised to carry out an execution today of a man accused of involvement in the protest. US President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the US would take very strong action if the protesters were put to death. On the other hand, China has reaffirmed its support for Iran's stability, stressing that Beijing consistently opposes interference in the internal affairs of sovereign states and the use or threat of force in international relations. On the other hand, Iran has warned neighboring countries hosting U.S. troops that it will retaliate against American bases if Washington carries out threats to intervene in the protests or the country. Back home, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Vice Minister of the International Department of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Sun Haiyan, in New Delhi. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said they both discussed the progress made in stabilizing and rebuilding bilateral ties with priority on business and people-centric engagements and ways to take bilateral engagement forward in the new year. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Punjab and Rajasthan from tomorrow. President Murmu will grace the 50th annual convocation ceremony of Guru Nanak Dev University at Amritsar tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the National Startup Day 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on Friday. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Secretary DPIIT Amardeep Singh Bhatia said, "It's a very special day for everyone connected to the startup ecosystem." In men's cricket, hosts India have set a target of 285 runs against New Zealand in the second ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot. Earlier put into bat, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 71 for 2 in 17 overs when reports last came in. Indian team is currently leading the series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.